Lord Bateman was a noble lord, and he was of some high degree, but yet he could not rest contented. Some foreign countries he would see. He sailed east and he sailed west until he came to Prato Key, where he was caught and put in prison until his life grew quite weary. The Sultan had one only daughter, the fairest creature I did see. She stole the keys of her father's prison and said, Lord Bateman, I will free. Have you got houses? Have you got land? And are you of some high degree? And what will you give to the fair young lady that out of prison will set you free? Oh, I've got houses and I've got land, and half Northumberland belongs to me, and I'll give it all to the fair young lady that out of prison will set me free. She took him to her father's table and gave to him unto him. I wish, Lord Bateman, you were mine. She led him to her father's harbor and gave to him the ship of fame. Farewell, farewell to you, Lord Bateman. Farewell, farewell. It's 7 long years I'll make this bargain. It's 7 long years I'll give my hand. If you will wed no other woman, then I will wed no other man. When 7 long years had come and gone, and 14 days well known to me, she dressed herself in her fine gay clothing and says, Lord Bateman, I will see. And when she came to Lord Bateman's castle, she tangled loudly at the bell. The proud young porter, who's there, who's there, unto me tell. She said, is this Lord Bateman's castle, and is his lordship here within? Oh yes, this is Lord Bateman's castle. He's just now taken a young bride in. Go tell him to send me a slice of cake. I've got all of the best of wine, and not to forget the fair young lady did release him from close confine. Away, away went the proud young porter, until Lord Bateman he did see. What news, what news, my proud young porter? What news, what news have you brought to me? There stands at your gate the fairest lady that ever my two eyes did see. She has a ring on every finger, and on one of them she has got three. Lord Bateman then in a passion flew. His sword he broke in pieces three. Oh, I'll forsake my house and living if Sophie has a cross the sea. It's up then spoke the young bride's mother, was never heard to speak so free. Oh, don't forsake my only daughter, though Sophie has a cross the sea. I own I've made a bride of your daughter. I'm sure she's none the worse by me. She came here on a horse and saddle. I'll send her home in a coach and three. Lord Bateman prepared.